Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. In some rugby, the Hollybet Sharks have moved up a spot on the United Rugby Championship table for a short while, thanks to a narrow 35-34 win over Zebra Palmer yesterday. Now, the KZN side have secured their 9th win in the competition so far, and now 3rd on the table. Sharks captain Siya Kolisi scored 2 tries with fly half Jordan Hendrickse scoring a late angled conversion to help them edge the Italian outfit. Coach John Plumtree wasn't too impressed with how the team played despite the win and believes they struggled to get the basics right.
Well, it was easy for us, but then we made it easy for them. The team was for it emotionally. We had a really good week, and we're not pointing the finger towards us mentally not being in the right space. I just think our skills were terrible. Our basic catch pass, decision making, what areas of field we're playing, what we need to do, I thought was really down tonight.
The Vodacom Bulls inflicted their first defeat of the season on log leaders Leinster in a closely contested URC clash at Loftus last night, narrowly beating the visitors 21-20. The DHL Stormers, 7th on the log, managed a 29-17 win over Welsh team Scarlets at their home ground. And then there's 2 KZN teams in action in the 4-day series. We'll start off locally and in the first division. The Hollybet Dolphins have just lost 2 wickets in their clash against the Northwest Dragons. Sarel Arvia has gone out for 8 in 29 balls. Tsepang Ditole also losing his feet with 14 runs and 39 off 39 balls. They trail the Dragons by 200 runs in their 4th and final day of their 4-day domestic series clash. And then the ACDC Tuskers are also currently in action at the Pietermaritzburg Oval. They are taking on Linyati, the Eastern Cape Linyati. They need 75 runs to win. They are on 152 with a loss of 2 wickets. And then finally closing off with some tennis, Jack Draper's bid to add the Miami Open title to his recent Indian Wells success ended in a shock second round exit. Now the British number one lost in straight sets to Sech 19-year-old Jakub Mensic. Now, there was also a defeat for fellow Brit Jacob Fernley against Germany's Alexander Zverev. After a statement win against Emma Navarro on Friday night, Emma Raducanu attempts to reach the last 16 when she faces McCartney Kessler tonight. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio sports team, I'm fine.